This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
We just got a little bit of breaking news here. Chicago Bears team owner Virginia Hallis McCaskey has passed away today at the age of 102.
First Lady of Sport, Virginia McCaskey. You know, we haven't seen her in a while. We miss our visits. We miss our talks. And best wishes.
Beautiful person.
Beautiful person. Beautiful lady.
Yep.
She's been very supportive. She agrees with the decisions that we've made. She's pissed off. I can't think of a 91-year-old woman that description would apply to, but in this case, I can't think of a more accurate description.
There's nothing better than getting on that airplane and seeing her smile after a road victory. It's the best thing ever, and I mean that. And I also appreciate her giving some push and some support for that guy named Khalil Mack.
The season is
we appreciate
so
that.
Much longer. It's so much harder to get to the final game and win the final game. But we're hoping for a lot of those clubbed up.
The Bears have won it 24-17 over the Green Bay Packers. And it's been an anguishing absence from the playoffs. 7 years, 11 months, 27 days. They go last to first, and they win the NFC North 2018 division champion.
Virginia McCaskey, 95 years old. And there she is, Virginia Hallis McCaskey, 97 years old, making the trek in here. Owner of the Chicago Bears.
I wonder if she's thinking about Justin Fields.
She has some company.
A very happy birthday to Mrs. McCaskey.
Special day in our organization. You guys know it's Ms. McCaskey's 100th birthday, so happy birthday to her. Shouts out to her from the specialist crew.
I remember how much pride she had about the Chicago Bears, and I remember a lot of the stories just in terms of how deep-rooted the history is here.
Bear fans, your dream is reality. Begin the migration to Miami and Super Bowl 41.
11 children, 8 sons, 3 daughters, 21 grandchildren, 40 great-grandchildren.
Wow.
And 4 great-great-grandchildren. When you refer to a familial matriarch, that's the very definition.
I tell you what, it may be snowing in Chicago, Mrs. McCaskey, but it's sunny right now, don't you agree?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Let me present you the NFC trophy named after your father, George S. Hallis Trophy, emblematic of the National Football Conference, champion of the great city of Chicago. Congratulations. Gotta be a special day, right, Mrs. McCaskey?
Oh, the most special day so far.
Right. Congratulations. Have fun down in Miami.
And that's that.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Excellent job from Chris Tannehill, as per usual. That was beautiful, Tanny. Absolutely beautiful.
There's a tricky balance and tone you got to capture
that he nailed and trying to have some fun while also, of course, being respectful. That was beautiful stuff.
I think this is, you know, because he's not wearing a cap today.
Tanny?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's out of respect for the matriarch.
Fresh haircut. Kid's looking good.
Yeah, the cut is nice, but like the cap is usually, it adds a lot of attitude and swag and youthfulness. This is, you know, at least in part, this moment is awake.
This is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We are here with you until 6 o'clock. That man is Matt Spiegel.
It's not awake? Okay. All right. Hi. Hello.
Hey. How's that drive home?
We had a good drive home.
It was actually quite nice.
We listened to gospel together.
Then we walked the hallways today.
Yes, we did. Still need to get some rice.
Yeah, man.
I know.
What were you doing?
I don't know. I was not supplying rice for dinner, but everything was good, and everything is good, and I love that we get to talk to our dear friend Jared Payton to start off this show as we're all thinking Virginia.
Yeah, it's a good way to start the show off and to get a real history and feeling about what this woman represented. Jared Payton is now joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline, circalasvegas.com. JP, thank you for joining us. I know that this isn't just you, the reporter. This is you, the person dealing with the death of Virginia McCaskey. So we appreciate that you were willing to still talk to us about this as you're mourning her death. When you think about Virginia McCaskey, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Oh, man, you guys, it's been a day. I wasn't expecting this today when I got up here in New Orleans and was doing all the stuff that I was doing. The first thing that comes to mind is thoughtful. The relationship that my family had alongside just with the McCaskies, but also with Virginia, it goes back to the 70s. And my mom was talking about it today, just about how, you know, when she got here, being from the South and, you know, going to Jackson State with my father and then not really knowing anybody here in Chicago when she got there, how Virginia just made her feel at home and that my mom knew that this was the place not only for her, but also for my father to be able to embark on the career and all the great things that he had envisioned before he even got to Chicago. And so, man, I just go back to her knowing me since I was born. I was born in December 26, 1980, and she's one of the first people to call my father to congratulate him on his firstborn. And there was times throughout the entire time that I've had a chance to know her in the 44 years of my life of her talking about, you know, changing my diapers or something when I was a little kid to, you know, watching me run around just the Soldier Field when I was little in the press boxes. And the relationship, not only that she had with my family, just my immediate family, but also my grandma. You know, I've been telling this story today that's just amazing that when we talk about football, she wasn't just a matriarch. She knew the game, the X's and O's. And there was moments that my mom was telling me about when she would sit there and watch my grandma and Virginia go to, like, sit down in one of the press boxes and the sky boxes, and they would take those little tiny napkins that you put the drinks on, and they would write out plays. They knew the X's and O's. And my grandma was just like that, too. And, like, to see their relationship and how it grew, she always opened up her arms to our family, always made us feel like we were a part of her family. And I know the relationship that she had with my father and the love that she had for my father. She said it many a times that he was her favorite player. But when I look at it and strip it down to the studs, they were cut from the same cloth, the way that they were both determined. And I think Virginia watched my dad from when he got here in the mid-70s. And she knew there was something special about him, but to see him live out his dream and to see him not only on the football field, but the impact that he had off the field. And I think that's the reason why they were so close, because she saw everything that she thought from the beginning actually come to fruition and to take place. And, man, it's a movie when you think about it, but her sending my kids Christmas gifts every single year, and like to watch me grow up and then to see Brittany and I both have our little ones, and how she was, you know, so involved in sending us Christmas gifts. She didn't have to do that. But I think the coolest thing, and I got to tell you this because I just think this is super, super cool. I didn't post this on X, but I posted on Facebook the picture. I got married in Florida, but came back and had my reception at Soldier Field. And when we're there, you know, we sent all the invites out to everybody. Who shows up that night? Virginia McCaskey. Everybody at the party wanted to go outside and take pictures by the seats at Soldier Field. Everybody wanted to do it, but the lights were off. And they couldn't turn on the lights. Everybody's like, city won't let us. We can't turn on the lights. Virginia went and said, turn the lights on. Next thing you know, about 15 minutes later, the lights are on. People are out taking pictures. And the coolest thing is that she ended up in my wedding photos. So there's a picture of her, my mom, my sister, my wife, and I, and she's in my wedding photos. And that just speaks volumes to who she was as a person.
Wow. Jared Payton with us here on Spiegel and Holmes. This is a day to celebrate those kind of connections. And for you to let us in is really, really nice, Jared. It's like I'm thinking about you. As a guy who goes away to school, plays football, plays in the pros, you know, bounces around, and then you come back, and all of a sudden, you're a working member of Chicago media. Like, that is, and for her to see you as that, do you remember any moments or a moment where you're, like, around Halas Hall or around Soldier Field as media, and there's this woman who you grew up knowing as Walter's little kid, but now you're like an active working part of Chicago media. That had to be pretty neat to run into her in those kind of ways.
Speaks. I got to tell you, man, I just got goosebumps down my arms, bro. It was the 100. At the 100, and everybody in the media got a chance to get a one-on-one with Virginia, and George was in the room and we were sitting down talking, and I asked her the question, what it would mean to her to win another Super Bowl championship. And she just got teared up and started tearing up. And George came up to me and said, man, like, you made her cry. Like, it was a great question. You made her cry. And I was like, you know, in these moments where we do what we do, you always want to find that question when someone either responds in a way that gives you that feeling, or someone gives you on the air where they're like, that's a great question. And you feel like, cause we do the research and you know that you want that feeling to get that moment that is going to last forever. And to have that moment is one of the proudest moments that I've had in this business so far, because it was her being real and we all saw it. And every time that I see that video, man, it just gives me chills and gives me tears, because I know how much it means to her. And I'm happy, you guys, that it seems like this organization is moving in the right direction. We won't know. It's left yet to be seen, right? Like, this Ben Johnson thing has everybody excited, but this organization is moving towards steps, hopefully, to get things back on track, to where she wanted it, to give to her the one thing that she probably wanted the most ever was to win another Super Bowl, and hopefully we're on that right track. But it gives me joy today to celebrate her life, and it also gives me joy. I'll let you guys in on this. I just got back to my hotel, and as I was coming up, Kevin Warren walked right by me and gave me a huge hug. And just said, man, I know it's a tough day. And I said, yeah, man. And he goes, I know how much she meant to you. And I said, yes. And it's that moment of this Bears organization to me. It's the balance that I've had to in this business of how being honest about what's going on, but also knowing that they are family to me. It's the McCaskies are. The way that I see them is totally different than everybody else sees them in the city of Chicago. They're family. That's why today our family is just really been thinking about the whole entire McCaskey family, and that they know that they're in our hearts and our prayers. And I know that my mom and George have talked today, and just the conversation that they had that my mom told me about was very, very moving. And he knows how much the entire family means to us.
This is a statement from Roger Goodell on the passing of Virginia Halas McCaskey. Quote, Virginia Halas McCaskey, the matriarch of the Chicago Bears and daughter of George Halas, the founder of the NFL, leaves a legacy of class,
dignity, and humanity. Faith, family, and football, in that order, were her North Stars, and she lived by the simple adage to always do the right thing. The Bears that her father started meant the world to her, and he would be proud of the way she continued the family business with such dedication and passion. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the McCaskey and Hallis families and the Bears fans around the world. Whenever we talk with you, Jared, we know about the legacy of your dad and being connected to that. And it'll be on display this weekend with the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. And it's great for us that you are willing to share some of this stuff, because that legacy of your dad's, I think you beautifully shared that it's also a legacy that is connected to the Hallis and McCaskey family. The gravity of that for you growing up and now as an adult, how heavy is that to know that that connection that's made, and with the death of Virginia, it being cemented is something that you are a part of?
Yeah, you know, Lawrence, it's we cover these sports so much, and especially just in Chicago, and we think about it, and you know, for me, it's almost like a tightrope sometimes, because I know what my dad means to the NFL and also to the entire Bears organization and to the Bears fans, and I know it's a part of me, and so, like it or not, like I'm deep in it, it's in my blood, and I think about being here. As sad as today has been, and you know, all the thoughts that I've been having all day long, and the last time the Bears won a Super Bowl was here in New Orleans, and I'm here. And it just, that is what's been weighing on me, is like, it's, we're here, and you never want these moments, but we know it's inevitable, right? We all have an expiration date. We all have a date when we're going to go. And I think that's what makes us, you know, so much similar than we are different, is like, that's the one thing we all have in common. And when you think about it, the goal in life is not just to, like, it's not just to win championships. It's not to be the leading rusher of the NFL. It's not, like, the goal in life is to be able to leave a legacy, and that when you're gone, that you have something that is going to last forever. And I see it with my pops, and we're here this weekend with the Man of the Year, and tonight at NFL Honors, we're going to add another member to the Man of the Year family. And what Virginia McCaskey meant to not only Bears fans and the Bears organization, but the entire NFL, they've done something that we all should strive for, and that's to leave a legacy and leave something that we're proud of for the next generation and for people to remember and think about and to study and how you should live your life. And you know, when we think about all the stuff that everybody's going through, where the world is right now, man, we're more similar than we are different. And that's what my dad would preach. And I don't know if that's what Virginia preached as well, but just listening to that statement from Roger Goodell, that's what she was, it sounds like that's what she was about too. It's like just being nice to people, letting people in, and being thoughtful. And I'm so grateful for the time that I had with her and the moments that we shared every single time. But man, it was the hugs. It was the hugs. All I've been seeing today is these pictures of her giving me hugs, and at my dad's memorial service at Soldier Field. I remember times at all the Bears events that we went to, all the alumni events, and her biggest first thing was, "How's the family doing? How's the family doing?" She cared, and I'm hoping that people remember her today. And I know everybody's sad, but I hope today people really just celebrate her life. Because she did a lot for the Bears organization and the city of Chicago, and also when you think about the NFL.
You know, Jarrett, sometimes we joke about you getting down there for Super Bowl week, like, oh, he's going to be going to the parties. But the truth is, we love that you're there, and you are a connection to the kind of past that we're standing here talking about, and to Jamokes like us, and like people like our listeners and Bears fans, because listen, I mean, Lawrence just read a statement from the commissioner. I'll be shocked if there's not a moment of silence for her before the Super Bowl. on Sunday. The bigness with which the Bears are thought of from the league, from the sports universe, it's like, it is large. And so I'm sure you feel that every Super Bowl week when you're down there taking part in the Man of the Year award, you feel the connection between the entire league and the city. And the league wants the Bears to be good. Believe me, if we do, the league wants it too.
Yeah, they need it. They need it. It's when we talk about story franchises, it's Chicago, man. They want this team to be good, and I'm hoping we're taking steps in that direction. I know we all got to wait and see. I'm here for it, and we all get excited when new regimes come in and things change. But I do believe something's different here, and I felt the vibe since I've been here. Everywhere I go, people want to talk about the Bears, and it's a different light. I've been doing this. I've been to every Super Bowl since 99, and except for the COVID year, basically. I've been to every one. And I think about, man, just all the time, I've been around new regimes and coming here and people excited. People that are on the outside looking in have never been this optimistic about a Bears situation in the future at all since I've been doing this and been in the business. And so I feel it as well, but I do feel it on me. Like, people don't understand. It's a lot of pressure every single day of like trying to, you know, be a voice. And I want to be a voice for the fans. I want to be honest about what I see, and I have to be. That's the only thing that I know. But also the delicate balance of the relationship with the family as well, my Bears family. And I felt like I've done a good job, man. I don't want to pat myself on the back, but I feel like I've done a good job. It's tough because I see everybody. Like, if people want to say stuff about George and this and that and all this stuff, I'm around this family, and I know what they've done for us. I've known what they've done to help keep my dad's legacy alive, and I'm forever grateful to the McCaskey family for everything that they've done for our family. But just the willingness to understand what they know what my dad means, you know, and for us. And so him not being here, they help us keep his legacy alive alongside all the Chicago Bears fans and football fans around the world.
Jared, we really appreciate you jumping on because we know how hard of a day this is for you. And there's still more stuff for you to do today. So thank you for giving us a few minutes and sharing your love and appreciation for Virginia McCaskey.
Thanks, man. And Lawrence, you're right, man. I got to go on stage in front of the entire world here coming up and speak on national TV at NFL Honors in a couple of hours. I'm like trying to like get myself together. And listen, anytime for you guys, man. I respect everybody. I saw Mitch. He came up and gave me a hug today right after we heard the news. My Score family is huge as well. So I appreciate you guys for having me on to be able to talk about the greatness and the legacy of Virginia McCaskey.
Doing a hell of a job carrying some of that legacy forward.
Go be great tonight, Jared.
Kill it. Little nap, maybe a little meditation. Just relax, young fella.
I'm going to get a drink. That's what I need.
I'd like that idea too, and you're in the place to do it.
Either way.
All right, my man. We'll be watching tonight, man. Do well.
See ya. Take care.
That is Jared Payton.
Let's see, nap, meditation, or drink.
Well, I guess you can kind of do all three if you want. If you do it in the right order, it can be really great.
Whatever gets you there.
That moment that Tanny played from the NFC Championship game, I covered that game. I was at that game. And I remember thinking, I want to be back upstairs for the trophy ceremony. Because the idea of her being handed her father's trophy.
Yeah, man. That's like craziness.
That moment
I think about it every year at the NFC Championship, and here's the George Halas trophy, and I think about, man, there was a time when Virginia got that handed to her. That's pretty crazy.
And it was beautiful. Like, and you know, the narratives that you can put together from that day and how the Bears kind of – remember, because Reggie Bush had that crazy touchdown run like right before the half.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, my God, like this is a game. And then the second half, what happens? The snow starts to fall. The Bears' defense bows up. They make a whole bunch of plays. Thomas Jones is amazing in that game. And then at the end of it, the snow's coming down as the stage is set up there at midfield. And there's Virginia McCaskey, as happy as anyone has seen her getting her father's trophy delivered to her. It was a beautiful moment, and I'm glad that I got the chance to witness it up close.
It's got to be a short list. People who have been handed a trophy of their father. I mean, Clark Hunt and the Lamar Hunt trophy for winning the AFC. You know?
I mean, think about it this way. Think about who we just had on. The fact that he's going to hand out.
Oh, he hands him out.
His father's
but
trophy.
But winning. No. Right.
But I mean, even still, like the idea of, hey, this is the most, and forget about MVP.
Sure.
Forget about Offensive Player of the Year and all that. Every one of those players wants that
for sure
award. They want that on their jersey.
Michael Lombardi, no relation to Vince Lombardi, if he were ever to be handed that trophy, right?
Right.
I mean,
but isn't Lombardi's?
Does he have an actual kid somewhere?
He's got like a nephew that's coaching.
All right, light him up. Who's been handed their father's trophy?
Some clown named Mike Lombardi.
What I need to do is go back and find that moment he was describing at the 100 of when he asks Virginia what it would be like to win another Super Bowl, and she tears up. And George later tells him, "You got her crying." Because what I wanted to tell Jared, I mean, it's not like he picked a good question. He's the one asking the question. That's right. The whole thing.
Yeah, that's the beautiful part of it.
That's the beautiful part of it. She's like, well, you know, I mean, you remember, and your dad was there. Yeah, so she starts thinking about all of that.
Yeah, so Joe Lombardi is the offensive coordinator for Denver. So
oh, my God.
He can get his uncle's trophy.
He can get his own trophy.
Trophy with your name on it.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool. If Paul Stanley from KISS ever was a hockey player,
he could have.
Well, you're forgetting about Jeff Commissioner, who won the who received the Commissioner's trophy
when his team won
the World Series.
That hunk of metal?
Yeah.
In 2005. You better believe it. We need to take a break. When we come back,
man,
let's talk about Lonzo Ball and flesh out feelings on good or bad on this.
And the guy on the Bulls that everybody around the league is shocked did not move as well.
Well, there's news on that front. We'll share it with you next on The Score.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beagle and Holmes.
It's LeVar Ball.
What's good? Triple B, big baller staff. You guys go do your thing. I love your staff.
Afternoons on the Score.
I think it's great. I'm excited for him because of the journey he's had, you know, to get back in between the lines and playing, and obviously give all the medical people a ton of credit of helping him get to that point. And, you know, I think he really always has felt pretty good about his situation here in Chicago, you know, which I think is great. And I think he's been a great inspiration to a lot of us, and I'm just happy that he's in between the lines playing, and he's got an opportunity to continue doing that, which is great.
Bulls head coach Billy Donovan talking about Lonzo Ball. Last night, the Bulls announced a 2-year deal with Lonzo Ball, a team option on that second year. If he finishes the deal, he'll make $20 million. And I'm stuck, Speaks,
you
between
are?
Some feelings on this.
Okay.
You know, like, we've been talking about Lonzo and, like, this medical miracle and how much I respect his game.
You love his game and you love the story and
I like the dude.
You like him as a big brother.
Yes.
Yes, sir, I know.
Absolutely. So that part, I can just kind of put over here and go, I'm so happy for Lonzo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm so happy he did the work. He never lost faith. He kept working, kept grinding. The medical people have created sort of a miracle.
Yes, they have.
Here, one, that he could just kind of walk. Two, that he got back. Three, that he's now finding that athleticism again, even though he's not playing back-to-back games. I just kind of wish that it would be over. Like, this whole era of Bulls stuff would be over, and he's the most frustrating, like, part of it.
Oh,
because had he been healthy.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
I get that.
Are these last 4 years?
Yeah, no, I get that, because the constant outcry was from them, clearly, was like, if we had Lonzo, then things would have come together. No, I get that. Yeah, you got to divorce that past from the future and think about it from this way for next year and beyond, okay? You have a salary floor. You have to hit a certain number at a salary floor. You're going to pay some people while you're being bad. And the number that they are going to pay him next year of under $10 million, and then the option is for just over $10 million next year, is basically an NBA minimum deal. This guy doesn't have any value out there right now because of the understandable question about what his future is actually going to be. What his present could be is up to 26, 28 minutes. He can't play back-to-backs. No team that's actually trying to do something is going to go get him. Maybe they could have included him as some kind of piece if in a bigger deal, but let's just think about him as a property. He's not a very valuable property for another team at the deadline. And you're going to need bodies. And if he can play, if things do move forward, then you will have actually tremendous value in a guy like this that you could, of course, turn around and trade next year, or you could use to teach people how to play ball. Because as you yourself know, nobody plays a more beautiful brand of ball. When he's rolling, he is not only a guy you want your players to learn from, he's a guy everybody wants to play with. You go to the gym, you're like, let me play with that guy.
His basketball IQ is through the bleeping roof.
If Matas Bezelis is going to learn how to be an NBAer and think about every way that you should think about using your tools in an NBA offense, learn from that guy. Watch that guy's work ethic.
And you're right, Speaks. The mid-level exception for next year. You want to take a guess at it?
This is good because he's making nine. Mid-level exception. It's in the 20s, isn't it?
Nuh-uh. The mid-level exception is...
Throw 14?
13 and a half, yep.
Okay.
So if you think of it that way, and say they're getting him for way less than the mid-level exception.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's nothing for a guy who could be so much. Like, there's incredible value, possibly. And at the very least, he's going to help your rebuild guys learn how to play ball and play in the right way. And so, like, there's that part of it. And then the other thing is Lawrence is, like, they ended up investing in each other. Bulls paid him. Bulls paid him for 3 years.
That's true.
At 20 mil. He's got to be appreciative on some level of like, oh, thanks for working with me and giving me this chance, letting me seek all my own doctors, dealing with my crazy ass father. Like, thanks for being a partner here. Why don't I give you guys just a nice little easy deal? You want a one-on-one? Sure. You want to pay me 10? That's great. I already made 60 these last 3 years. Didn't play a dime for you. So it is a win-win to me, this little contract. I wish I could just see it in the bubble. And if you saw it in the bubble, you might be able to accept it a little easier.
I mean, after hearing you talk about it, I'm closer to it than maybe I'm projecting out. But it's still like, come on, man. Especially when you get this on the backside of it.
Tell me.
This from Mark Stein.
Yeah, because this is about Vooch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this one is.
The Warriors made another run at Chicago's Nikola Vucevic.
We're outside of the bubble now.
On NBA trade deadline day, league sources say, but the talks fizzled as the teams could not agree on trade construction.
All right. So the Warriors wanted Vooch. Mm-hmm. And the Bulls kept him because they couldn't agree on trade construction?
I don't know.
So what is that? So that either means the quality of compensation, which you referenced in transition, is possible. Like, that would be bad. Or maybe it's a third team and a fourth team like you need these days. Does AK not know how to use the third and fourth team?
I don't know, but it just, all of it, it drives you crazy.
Why do we need Utah involved?
Well, we're going to hear from him later on. In the 5 o'clock hour, you're going to hear from Arturis Karnišovas.
How many teams do I need to talk to?
And we're going to try to figure out a way to make it as entertaining as possible. But when we come back, we're excited. Friend of the station, Nick Allegretti, he's going to preview the Super Bowl for us and talk about Caleb and talk about Jaden Daniels and talk about dealing with Jalen Carter. There's a lot to discuss. Chicago's own Nick Allegretti next here on The Score.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.